Hello and welcome to Looking South here on ICRT. I'm Eric Gao, and in this program, we look at how the Tsai administration's new southbound policy is impacting the country. In today's episode, we will be chatting with John Zheng, the executive vice president of the Small and Medium Enterprise Credit Guarantee Fund of Taiwan, about how his organization helps SMEs. Mr. Zheng, welcome to the program.
My pleasure.
So, Mr. Zheng, just tell us, what role does the Taiwan SMEG play in the central government's new southbound policy?
First of all, I would like to briefly introduce Taiwan SMEG. It's a non-profit organization under the supervision of the Ministry of Economic Affairs. By providing credit guarantees to share risk with banks, Taiwan SMEG helps SME in normal operation but short of collateral obtained financing from the banking sector. About the new southbound policy launched by the government to foster links between Taiwan and 18 new southbound countries, four aspects are involved, including promoting economic collaboration, conducting talent exchange, sharing resources, and forging regional links. In the aspect of promoting economic collaboration, Taiwan SMEG play the role of implementing government's policy to financially support SME for expanding overseas market. By launching preferential guarantee program, Taiwan SMEG help SME obtain financing from banks to invest in new southbound countries.
So without these credit guarantees, how difficult would it be for SMEs to get the funds that they need to expand their operations into the Southeast Asian market?
Well, if an SME needs bank loans to start or expand its business in new southbound countries, but short of collateral, Taiwan's next guarantee could be the solution to the problem. However, there are some criteria for a preferential guarantee program. For example, the investment is approved by the Investment Commission of the Ministry of Economic Affairs. In addition, at least 50% of the shares of the SME are owned by Taiwanese. For an SME, the maximum amount is 100 million. Besides, the guarantee coverage ratio is up to 90% compared to 75% to the average. And the guarantee fee rate is only 0.1% compared to the average 0.7%.
So we now know what it takes for an SME to be qualified for the loan, but how would an SME actually go to apply for these guarantees? What do they have to do to be included in the program?
There are two major channels. The first channel is through banks. SME apply for loans to banks if the SME are short of collateral. Banks will forward the application to Taiwan SMEG for a credit guarantee. For the second channel, SME may go to Taiwan SMEG for credit guarantee. After credit investigation and approval, Taiwan SMEG will issue the letter of commitment to SME. Then SME apply for loans to banks with the letter of commitment.
So can they go to any bank to begin this process, or are there certain ones that the Taiwan SMEG is working with?
There are 44 banks cooperated with Taiwan SMEG, and branch offices of these 44 banks is over 3,000 all over the island. So it's very convenient for SME in Taiwan to get access to credit guarantee.
Okay. So aside from the credit guarantees, are there any other challenges that Taiwan SMEG can help SMEs overcome as they're looking to increase their business and expand overseas?
In addition to credit guarantee, a few measures have also been taken by Taiwan SMEG to help SME improve their management and financial skills. For instance, Taiwan SMEG has regularly hosted seminars, workshops, and forums for SME since 2005. It's a platform for SME to exchange experiences of business operation and learn about the useful resources which will upgrade business operation. Taiwan's Mac also provides consulting services to SME by forms or emails. If the SME needs more assistance or information on running the business, Taiwan's Mac will forward them to use the government's relevant services, such as counseling classes in the field of business management, e-commerce, financial management, and information technology.
That's actually much broader than pure finances. It's very good. How many SMEs have Taiwan SMEG helped get the funding they need since this program was established? And are there any particular cases that you feel have been particularly successful?
Since the establishment of Taiwan SMEG in 1974, Taiwan SMEG has helped over 400,000 enterprises obtained over 18 trillion Taiwan dollar. And currently, around 100,000 SME are utilizing credit guarantee of offered by Taiwan SMEC. And around 93% of them are small and micro enterprise, which means their maximum paying capital is 30 million NT dollar. Our government had set up several kinds of awards to honor the outstanding SME in different fields. 73% of the winners are currently utilizing our guarantee services or are used to be our guaranteed companies. More than 2,750 guaranteed enterprises have become large companies. Over the decades, and among them, more than 750 enterprises are either listed on stock market or OTC market, which account for 44% of total listed and OTC companies.
All right, we've been chatting with Taiwan SMEG Executive Vice President, Mr. John Jiang, telling us about how his organization helps small and medium enterprises and even micro enterprises enter new southbound policy target economies. Mr. Jiang, thank you so much for joining us on the air today.
Thank you, Eric.
And that's it for this week's episode of Looking South here on ICRT. Join us again next week as I chat with someone from Buder Electric Appliance Company about their experiences in the Southeast Asian market. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you all for tuning in.